Portions of our area are seeing cloudiness this afternoon, and those clouds are connected to what was Hurricane Hermine. Now it's what we call a post-tropical cyclone, which basically means the storm no longer has tropical characteristics. The structure of the storm has changed, and now it's more like a large ocean storm, and it still has a very impressive view on satellite. Not that true circle that we're used to seeing when we look at a hurricane or a tropical storm, but it's more spread out. And in this setup, we are seeing clouds in our area, but not much rain. It seems that we've mainly missed out on any wet weather. Now, there is the chance that some of us see a few showers from this at times tonight into tomorrow, but that's going to be confined to mainly areas well to the south and east of the capital region. Now, the storm itself is drifting a little bit farther north, so those clouds are likely to expand in coverage into our area a little bit farther north and west as we go through the late day and nighttime hours. Again, most of the rain will stay away. We've had a little bit of a breeze as well, especially in areas nearer the coast. At times, winds have gusted close to 40 miles per hour in and around the New York City area. Wind gusts have been a little bit stronger. Farther east, Nantucket reported a gust to around 60 miles per hour. So there are some gusty winds with the storm, but by and large, it's largely staying away from our area. Though I will mention that the ocean is really, really churned up, so swimming is going to be off limits on any ocean beaches for the next several days as that storm remains kind of hovering or kind of lingering south of Long Island as it slowly weakens over the next couple of days. And we're looking ahead to a fairly quiet next couple of days, though we'll still feel very summer-like here as we go into the beginning of September in this first full week of September. We're looking for a blend of clouds and sun tomorrow with increasing humidity. Then on Thursday, we'll see a cold front come through, and that could set off a couple of scattered showers and storms. Temperatures on Thursday will be quite warm, running close to 90 in a few spots, and with the humidity, it will feel warmer. Behind that front on Friday, we'll see the humidity levels drop off as we wrap up the work and school week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, warm, and more humid, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, areas of fog, low in the 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, warm and more humid, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, breezy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of a shower, more humid, with highs in the lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, some areas of fog, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, warm and more humid, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, warm and humid, chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, with highs in the middle to upper 80s. And on Friday, a mixture of clouds and increasing sunshine, warm and turning less humid, with highs in the 70s and 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.